What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
First off, what can you tell us about Alvarez?
Nothing as of right now. It's a thumb injury. He's going to go back to New York, and he's going to get an MRI tomorrow. So right now, we don't know what we're dealing with, but we just got to wait now.
What did you like about the overall plate approach against Kirby early in that game?
Yeah, I thought I'm going to go back to that first at-bat from Mark Vientos when he's got runners scoring position, and he's trying to get a ground ball there, and he took two really good sinkers and then got him up in the zone and was able to get that sack fly. But I think just overall, got him up. We were aggressive, especially with his fastball. And, we executed well.
Carlos, you guys kept Francisco in the game there initially. What happened in between innings when you decided to take him out?
Yeah, I mean, he was gripping, when we went out there, there was some strength, obviously. He's like, I'm good. Then he scores, and he's like, let me play catch. At that point, I was like, if you're still, like, let's not mess around with it, and let's go inside. And I basically took it away from him. I didn't want to let him even play catch there.
Considering his history with hand issues, how concerning is this situation?
Concerning, I'm not going to lie, because that's, the third time? But I'm not going to sit here and speculate because we don't know what we're dealing with.
What kind of growth have you seen from Mark so far this year?
It hasn't been easy for him. A lot of ups and downs. Not started the year another way he wanted it or anticipated it, the way we anticipated it. And it hasn't been easy for him the past couple of weeks with inconsistent playing time. He plays one game, maybe sits for a few of them and then gets. And it's not an easy role, but that's kind of like the messaging with him and then some of the other younger players. Like, they got to stay ready. And to his credit, proud of him, because to have a game like that against a really good arm, is pretty impressive. We need him. We need all of those guys. He was a big part of this team last year, and he's going to be a big part here moving forward. We saw it tonight. He's too good of a player, and, hopefully he can just take off from today.
And what was the atmosphere like? I know we talked earlier about what it was like pregame, but being in a stadium filled with little leaguers, what's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's special, man. It's it just kind of takes you back when you were a kid, and then you watch the kids in the stands, and then they're singing, they're jumping, and they're trying to get players' attention, like they're enjoying the game. It's pretty cool. I think this is a hell of a job by Major League Baseball for them to put an event like this and put so many smiles on people's faces and kids' faces. So it was pretty good.
Carlos, what did you see from Clay tonight?
I thought he was really good, other than that inning where we it seems like Lindor had trouble with that line. Overall, I don't know if the players, I have to ask him, but, we saw a couple of plays from Rodriguez in center field too. But that inning got long on him. I thought he was in a position to go at least six innings today. But the pitch count got up, but I thought he was really good in the strike zone. I thought the changeup was good, the sweeper was good, the sinker got ground balls. Like, he stayed on the attack. When he's doing that, I mean, he's pretty nasty.
So were you considering sending him out there at all for the six, or was it?
No, not after, where they were at with the lefties coming up, and he was already reaching 90 pitches there, and he had to work in that fourth inning. So I was pretty much going batter to batter. Trying to get through Naylor there in the fifth inning. So
along those same lines, we've seen Clay have to struggle through some long innings, and then it kind of snowballs. What was the biggest thing to just kind of regather himself there and make sure he shut it down there?
Yeah, I thought it was a very good mound visit by Hef there, and then the guys kind of like giving him a little bit of breather there. You know, with the bases loaded, 3-0 count, and he was able to execute and just kind of get the job done there, you know, limiting the damage when he felt like and he looked like he kind of lost it a little bit for a couple of batters. But like I said, he was on his game tonight, and he's good to see.
First series win, I think, in 3 weeks. What does that mean for you, and how big is it to kind of put a bow on the day to get a win like this?
Is that 3 weeks? it feels good. It feels good. But again, one day at a time mentality. We need to start winning series. We know we're good. It's been rough. It's been tough for all of us. But, you know, there's no looking back now. Like, all we got to do is just worry about what we need to do today to get a W and continue to win series. And I'm glad that we were able to do that this time.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.